the investiture of Prince Charles in 69. Do you remember watching that ceremony?
Yes, I do. I remember watching that ceremony. Again, it had special interest to us because our minister's son in the village here at Rossett was head boy in Grove Park School, and he was invited to attend the investiture. So we were all peering out for him, but we didn't see him. But nevertheless, we watched it all. And again, because I'm a great royalist, I do enjoy everything. And I particularly remember the Queen's hat. It was very unusual at that time. But yes, and then shortly afterwards, we visited and saw inside the castle, Carnarvon Castle, and saw all the places that it had taken part, etc. But yes, we watched that, and again, just love all the pageantry of it, which we do so well on the television, yes.
Where did you watch it?
At home here.
Yeah. Do you remember if you had the colour television by then?
I think we did, yes. I'm sure we did, yes. Mm-hmm.
In the months leading up to the ceremony, do you remember what you saw on television with regards to the investiture?
Just the preparations, really, I think, at Carnarvon Castle. I suppose there wasn't a great deal on the English language. It would probably be more on the Welsh. Was there a Welsh programme then? I can't remember. I'm not sure. But anyway, yes. I just follow those things with delight because I enjoy them.
Were you aware of some objections? Did that come across at all?
Not very much, but you always get the odd person who's not a royalist and does object, but not really. Didn't make a great impact on me anyway.
Mm. Were there any events going on in this area to celebrate?
I don't remember, no.
Mm. And as a Welsh woman, what did the ceremony mean to you?
Well, I think we were very proud that Prince Charles was being invested as Prince of Wales, and it just means something a bit special to us at that time, yes.